Professor Brad Hayes is Associate Professor of Political Science at Union College. We love having him here. He's our scholar in residence. Okay, on everybody's lips is one word, Mueller. What's going on?
Well, I guess in terms of latest developments, there seems to be a tonal change going on among Republicans on the Mueller investigation. And that's the thing that seems to be noteworthy in terms of the life of the investigation.
In which direction?
Well, in the negative direction. The Republicans have kind of shifted their stance on Mueller and the investigation. They've begun to attack the credibility, particularly of the FBI. I mean, you've seen a real attack on the FBI as a way of trying to, again, undermine credibility. You've seen now more direct attacks on Mueller himself is out to, score some kind of political points by taking down the president of the United States. We've seen calls among Republicans to purge the FBI, and I think they envision purging the leadership. But it's part of that kind of deep state critique, right, that there are members of the government that are interested in maintaining the government as it is or growing it, and that they're really kind of in control of the country. And so this has been a real tonal change. And it really just goes back to the news that Flynn was cooperating with the investigation. Right. Once, in fact, you have that information emerge, you get an attack as a way of kind of discrediting the investigation before it releases any of its findings. And we've seen this in Trump's playbook before. Right. When he thinks that something isn't going his way, he will attempt to discredit it. We saw that, in just thinking about the election, right? He was saying that, if he lost the election, it was going to be because of fraud, right? It wasn't going to be because of the democratic process, but it'd be about fraud. And we've seen it a few million times. You could think about candidates that he's kind of endorsed and unendorsed and then re-endorsed and then, deleted tweets about it altogether, right? And so he has this very kind of elastic relationship with the truth and the past. And so what we see now seems to be targeting of the Mueller investigation in preparation for bad news.
Yes, and you think that there's a possibility of some real bad news, as do I. Now, we come down to this essential question. John Kennedy wrote a book called Profiles in Courage. The Republicans you're referring to right now have a choice. They can be a profile in courage. We saw some of them during the Watergate years who stood up and did the right thing. Or they can say, I want to maintain my senatorship, and when I die, I want senator or congressman on my tombstone, and anything is worth it to get there and to keep that. And so if I said at the beginning, he better not fire Mueller, I'm not saying that now.
Yeah. So in thinking about Republicans and their response here, I used to have some hope that there were lines that Trump wouldn't be able to cross, including firing Mueller. I don't have that hope
I'm
anymore.
With you.
Yeah. To me, it was actually Roy Moore was the thing that made me think that, okay, Republicans are just going to line up with Trump pretty much across the board, and they'll accept almost anything. The initial reaction when the allegations were coming out were heartening, right? You have Mitch McConnell saying, I believe the women. The National Republican Party was cutting off funding, et cetera, et cetera. And then a complete reversal once Trump kind of re-endorsed Roy Moore. And that was so deeply troubling because it suggested that Republicans are just going to get on board with almost anything. And the degree to which we see these attacks on Mueller and the FBI are in some ways stunning, right? Because this is at least dating back to the late 1960s, the Republican Party has been the party of law and order, right? And they have supported police, they have supported the FBI. And any type of effort to question the police is met aggressively, and yet perfectly willing to do it here when it's Trump in the crosshairs, then it's perfectly acceptable. And they seem to be getting on board with that. And so to me, that's very suggestive that what we're doing is kind of politicizing pretty much anything and everything. And there are no lines anymore. And so going back to your profiles in Courage, I certainly have very little hope to see that type of statesmanship.
So that in 2018, if the Democrats take the House of Representatives, true or false, it's almost inevitable that the President of the United States is going to get impeached.
Let me answer it this way. I think that's false, that it's almost inevitable that he would be impeached, in the sense that, one, we haven't, you know, the Mueller investigation has to come to fruition, right? And we're still not sure what's there. And there has to be some very clear and very strong evidence, I think, to move to impeachment. The second thing is that while Trump can do a lot without the support of Congress, controlling one of the chambers of Congress gives a veto on the legislative side of his authority. And so the need for a formal impeachment is actually reduced. Democrats have to be aware of the effects that impeaching Bill Clinton had. And I'm not saying that they're exactly the same. They're not. Nevertheless, you may, if you're a Democrat, decide, hey, you know what? We can basically just kind of grind this to a halt, the legislative side, and that's going to be good enough. We're going to work on it basically a de facto impeachment rather than an actual one, and that will be sufficient for us. But I think that really depends on the content of the Mueller investigation.
So you and I really disagree, because I would have answered that one yes. It is inevitable if that man, Trump, is still standing and a Democratic Congress is elected, they will impeach him. I agree with you. You're going to need a lot of votes in the United States Senate. You're going to need some real Republican votes. But I think those guys, having seen what might happen in the 2000 election to some of their colleagues, might come around.
It's possible. I mean, and it's possible that they would rather see a President Pence, right? And that might actually be to the Republicans' benefit. But I am skeptical as of right now. But again, I just think you have to wait for the report itself. And once the Mueller investigation wraps up, once we actually get the submission of whatever the findings are, that's going to be the key moment. And to see the Democratic response, I think. I mean, again, there will be a choice here about whether, in fact, there is, crimes have been committed and what that means principally, right? There's the political side, and that's what we've been talking about.
Well, we know crimes have been committed.
Well, I mean, by Trump himself.
No, right? But by his associates.
Right. But talking about Trump, if we're talking about impeaching the president, I think you need to have some kind of smoking gun. And in the same way that the Nixon tapes revealed smoking guns, that we need to have some kind of smoking gun in order to move to impeachment. I think that's the political calculation here. And importantly, right, there's going to be a fight here, within the minds of Democratic lawmakers about, okay, there is illegality here. Let's assume that for a second, that there's illegality. Okay, do we move on the politics? Do we move on the principles? And how much are those related to one another here? How much do they pull in different directions where, in fact, there may be legal wrongs and therefore it does call for impeachment, but politically it might be less advantageous? And so there's going to be a whole series of decisions that have to be made to get to that point.
It's always wonderful to have Professor Brad Hayes, our scholar in residence here at WAMC, an associate professor of political science at Union College with us. Brad, thanks so much for making the time.
Thanks, and Happy New Year.